Well, shit, that's where we at. This the motherfucking Dope Made with Love podcast, hosted by your neighborhood love dealer. And we got a special guest. Hopefully he won't be a guest anymore for too long, but till then, he a special guest, man. We got a lot of great reviews on that last podcast we did. It was a little minute ago. Al Capa edition. We talked about Boosie. Talking about Boosie.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking about that Joe Budden. The motherfuckers really love that Joe Budden segment because niggas thought we was going at it.
Uh-huh.
Niggas really thought we was going at it. But that's what you gonna get with this. You know what I'm saying? Just some unconditional love with some topics. That's some really some dope shit. You know what I'm saying? So we got Eda Mogul. He on the line. Say what's up, man.
You know what it is. Your man with the most understanding, Eda Mogul, man. I'm back. I'm back for round two. What's up?
What's up? Yeah, we're talking about this relaunch, man. So we had the Mirror Talk podcast. I had that shit since about 2018. I was just fucking around, letting people know things on my heart, on my mind at the time. It really was just like a therapy session on the low. Mm-hmm. Wasn't even looked at as a podcast, but I let a couple people hit. And I always got something to say. You know, I'm the love dealer, so I'm always dropping gems.
Always
dropping gems. Don't even know when they drop. They just drop. That's how they drop. But I saw a lot of people got this Mirror Talk thing going on. You know, when you put your shit in the atmosphere, whether you act on it or not, it's still, you know, come together with somebody else's energy to make their shit pop. So
sure,
much respect to the people got the Mirror Talk podcast going on. It's a lot of people. And that shit caused me to take a special flight on a kite. Mm-hmm. And I came up with some dope. And smoking that dope. It's like, nah.
Yeah,
talking about tree though. If you're new to this, you know we fuck with the tree, but
hey, if you're new to this, we true to this. For
we
sure
we fucking true to this. 420 years upon us coming, but we gonna get into that sooner than later. And yeah, got some dope shit and came up with that. And I was like, yeah, that shit go hand in hand. I've always been a neighborhood love dealer, so now I got a true block to slang on. So this my block. And this the Dope Made with Love podcast. And we here. We about to fuck it up. And do what we do. We just talking shit, man. It's a lot of shit that's been going on, man.
Yeah, it definitely is. Definitely a lot of shit that's been going on.
Is it, we can't even say it's a lot of shit. It's still, that's the word. It's still a lot of shit going on.
We're definitely in the middle of it. Definitely in the middle of it.
We just right there. We like second quarter. Like, we probably like the last 3 minutes in the locker room before the next quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, and we ain't got no choice but to live
it. We ain't got no fucking choice but to live through it and push through it and grow. And that's where we at with it. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. It's basically like a little introduction, you know, to the podcast. Hopefully, you know, we need Eda Mogul to be the host now. You know what I'm saying? I need a co-host. That's always been in my psyche. I've been looking for people patiently. Looking for people to align with what I got going on, what we got going on. And that last podcast episode kind of solidified. We always in real life have good conversations. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We can back and forth off each other. And this is just that mini bridge that a gap with generations. We're not that much older than each other, but it's like that middle child shit J. Cole talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We kind of on the brink of that. He at the end of it, I'm at the beginning of that shit, and it's kind of like that. So I think he perfect for this, and, you know, we'll talk business offline because we need to get this shit popping. It's already popping, and that's where this shit going to be for 2021. We hoping to launch off June 2021.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to get into that for sure. That's going to be a conversation to be had. Something for people to look forward to.
You fucking if with the name listen. Though? You fucking with y'all, you know, you fucking with Dope Made with Love? I think that's some cool ass shit that can fall under listen. A lot of shit.
Yeah, hey. We gonna talk.
I don't want to get them all geeked up.
We don't want to give them too much, you know what I'm saying? Just know.
A couple episodes of the Mirror Talk podcast around so niggas can, if they want to research or what we do get big. You know, we need to go back, and that's documentary type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we got a story to tell.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep them in the vault. But and that's what it is. I think this is definitely going to be the move. The fucking move. All right, let's see. Mm-hmm. What the fuck can we get into today? It's a lot of shit we can get into. Let's see. What you want to do? What we want to do?
What you want to start with?
I mean, shit is open. That's what the fuck is, needs to be started. Shit is open.
Shit is open,
man. Like,
and motherfuckers is outside.
Niggas is outside. I don't know if it's a lot of talk outside, like social media. You know, you see little clips here and there, but in reality, like, shit is open. Shit is open where I'm at.
Listen, the term outside alone means something different now. That's how outside niggas is. Like,
yeah.
It's really me, on the other hand, I'm not really as outside as everybody else. I'm outside though. But not like that.
What you outside mean?
I'm outside with the mask on.
Okay.
You know, every 3 weeks type outside. You know, I don't be on the scene, but I'm getting this sun.
But what's the scene though? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to understand. Like, what's the scene? Because I feel like, honestly, I feel like I've been outside the whole time.
I do too. But look, I would say like, It ain't really no scene. It's just you figure out what everybody doing sometimes. That's how this pandemic has it's kind of created a standard for the turn up. You know what I'm saying?
True. Not where I'm at. Where I'm at, shit's open.
Well, yeah, we definitely in two different positions.
Yeah, I'm in Ohio right now, and I'm in Cleveland. And shit is open, like.
But by the new terms, have you been outside?
Yeah, I've been outside.
You've been outside?
Yeah, I've been outside.
Oh, damn.
I've been outside. That's because I'm armored up to be outside. You know what I'm saying? Subconsciously, physically, you know what I'm saying? So I've had to work this whole time. And I definitely ain't been nowhere working with. It's just one or two people on the scene.
Yeah.
I've been to parties. I've been to the club. I'm finna go out of town again.
Where you going?
I'm going to New Orleans, man. I'm getting the fuck.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to New Orleans with the gang and just something to see what's up. And, you know, everybody doing whatever they got to do that's best for them. You know, one thing that I say, if you see me outside, know that I'm out. I love myself first before anything.
Hey, all the New Orleans listeners, look for the love dealer.
I'm coming.
You be there real soon.
I'll be there real soon, my nigga. And I'm coming. R.I.P. to Mac. You know, I just learned about him.
R.I.P. Big Mac, man.
He
was doing a lot for the Ninth Ward.
And I just hope I just come through and just spread some love and just set the energy. Because it seems like everywhere that I go and I just plant a seed, next time I come back, that shit is already ready to harvest and it's ready. It's go time, you know?
That's the place to do it. That's definitely.
I'm just going down there this time. It's the first time, so I'm going down there to plant some seeds. You know,
mm-hmm.
Plant the seed, check the soil, and see what we got to do to make this shit grow. But yeah, I've been outside, man, and I've been having my mask on. But it's just I already trained myself to believe that the mask, when I have the mask on, it's just for social responsibility. You know,
mm-hmm.
I really can't fathom. Me at this stage of my life and my thinking that I can walk around and just think about sickness all day, mm-hmm. You know, disease all day.
Can we talk about the vaccine?
Oh yeah, we can definitely get into the vaccine. We will definitely get into the vaccine, but far the mask, because I end up talking to a lot of people about that shit, and people just be so fearful. It's mm-hmm. like, man, you got the mask on. Technically, it ain't doing what it's supposed to do. It's helping the situation. But technically, the mask that we wear ain't the mask that it's supposed to...
Exactly.
You know, do whatever that they say. You know what I'm saying? But I would hope that your intentions would be a little bit more on a high frequency so that this mask can do much more for you than it appears that it's doing. You know what I'm saying? So...
Yeah,
set your intentions. That's what I tell the listeners. And what's up to the listeners? We ain't even speak to the listeners. See, that's what I'm saying. We come through. We got so much excitement, so much new shit going, man. We need to holler at the listeners.
We be gigging.
Our loved ones, man. My bad. You know, judge it to my head, not my heart. But y'all been fucking with us. And I read this the analytics for the show and shit. So we 85% back. in the United States. So we got 85% of our listeners from the United States.
Yo.
So I've been checking on that because we was having a lot of international
viewers
and shit like that. I always shout them out. But United States, I guess they felt some
85. Hey, turn up, home team. Goddamn shit.
You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, somebody must have listened to the last couple of shows.
We like, fuck with y'all, too. We fuck with y'all,
too. They keep yelling out fucking Baghdad, China.
Baghdad, yeah. The last show, we was yelling out some countries across the way.
Uh-huh. We was yelling that shit out. So I guess they got offended how we do. And somebody spoke on it and they turned up. So I saw that we was 85% ringing in that. So
that's
what the fuck we doing it for. So what's up to our listeners, man? I hope all is well.
Home team?
I know all is well. But yeah, the vaccine, man. What's up, man?
How I can't fuck with it. That's what's up. I can't. It just seemed like too much of a project to me.
Mm.
It seemed like more of a project than the vaccine. It seemed like more than what they pitching it as. You feel me?
Right.
I'd rather rely on hope than help at this point. Cause
I like that. Repeat that shit. What you see? That's the fucking gems.
I'd rather rely on hope than help at this point because I feel like they trying to help us in their way and out of our way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't for everybody. It ain't all for us. You know what I'm saying? I think it's an agenda.
Right. That's important because I'm like, shit, that makes sense because I'm like, if everybody can so-called catch this shit, why y'all ain't got something for everybody to help us? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's all this division between who can get this. It's a high level vaccine. You know what I'm saying? It's just levels always. Why does it have to be levels to this shit right here? If it's such an emergency, it's such a pandemic, you know?
Exactly.
I don't get it, but I ain't fucking with it. And that's just cause.
And you saw the recall, right?
Yeah, I heard a little about Johnson & Johnson, but I'm like, what do you expect? Johnson & Johnson just had the recall about the powder and shit causing cancer. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, these motherfuckers ain't got the track record anyway.
But you know,
so desperate. So
you know how the panic of the masses go.
That's how it go. You know, we will hope that, you know, at this point in time, rest in peace to those who didn't make it. The ones who are still here and breathing and living, I would advise you to like really just do your research.
Move cautiously and research everything.
Research yourself. Fuck the shit that's in the books and shit. Research yourself, because only yourself gonna be able to let you know what the fuck you can deal with, and if you can and what you can't. You know, I feel like I already made myself believe, unfortunately, that if I do take this vaccine, this shit is not gonna help me. So that's already a first strike for me. My subconscious ain't even in alignment with that shit. So the last time I got a vaccine, the flu vaccine, was fucking the flu drink was what? 2 years ago, and I caught pneumonia.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. You remember that shit? I had pneumonia.
I don't remember that, though. I don't.
Yes, I had pneumonia, and I thought I had a little cold and shit. So I used to work at a pharmacy at this little big time corporation or whatever, the hottest drug dealers in the world.
No, yeah.
I used to work in a pharmacy. I was a manager, so I always had to be in a pharmacy as well. But I was trying to get my numbers.
Good money. We ain't gonna talk about it. Good money.
Yeah, it was good money. I was trying to get help the pharmacists get the numbers up. So you know, it's a quota. Yeah. They got to get a certain amount of flu vaccines per day. People to come in and get that flu shot. You know what I'm saying? So I was trying to help get the numbers up. So the pharmacist asked me, like, you want to get a shot? I ain't had a shot since it was, you know, school when I had to get one. Like college, when you had to go to college and get the shots and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't do the flu shot. I got that shit, man. Probably about a couple months later, I had pneumonia in my right lung, in one lung.
Damn.
Yeah, I thought me being me, I'm thinking, well, I do be outside a lot. I'm always outside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The weather's, you know what I'm saying? I be outside and hopping in and out the car, no coat, you know, just thinking that. But I'm like, hold up. I've like been trying some new things, but not like in the herbs like I am now and shit. So I got that shit and I was taking the medicines they gave me, the antibiotics, and I would feel good when I wake up, but when I took the medicine, it'll break me down.
That's what that shit is. You know it'd be in it. You know it'd be in it, right?
Man, we ain't gonna say what's in it, because everybody know what's in it.
Yeah.
I've heard of what's in it, but whatever. They got me. And I called a guru. You know, we got our personal guru.
We definitely do.
He clowned me. Like, you try to go to the doctors first. Yeah. You thought the doctors were gonna get you together.
We got to call me. / botanist over
here. Yeah, you know how he is. You know, you only trying to call me, huh? He gave me some stuff. Yeah. He gave me some spirulina just to bounce back. And I bounced back. And I ain't been on that shit since. So it'll be backwards for me to.
Hey, look up the spirulina, y'all. It's a miracle worker. I'm telling you.
Man, spirulina. That's S-P-I-R. What is it? S-P-I-R-U-L-I-N-A. Spirulina. Yeah. So step into that. But yeah, as far as the vaccine, no. But people who are believe that it's going to work for them, I cannot, you know, knock them because they got that belief as well. They're not. If I challenge them on that and they believe that it's going to work for them, then I'll be going against whatever I stand on.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
Touché. So I can't do that, you know what I'm saying? So I overstand people who getting it, and I overstand people who not trying to get it. Just make sure...
It's okay to be informative, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to get to. If you're not going to choose or you're going to choose to do it, just make sure it's not just based off of ignorance, like, fuck them niggas, I ain't doing shit, you know? I ain't doing nothing for me. Like, if you already on that edge, then... You already probably about to fall, but...
And also, just make sure you're not getting it just because they said get it, too. Do some research. Trust me. Yeah. Do some research.
And if you got to get it, you know, for travel, people, money is, you know, and attached jobs, to this.
All that.
You know, livelihoods are attached to this, so we ain't going to act like we don't know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just such an easy decision, especially when you got people to take... You got to take care of, but... On another note, like, just make sure. Detox your body before you get it so you can know that I ain't got nothing else in my body that I know for sure what this thing is doing to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's it on the vaccine. You know, but shit is open. You're going to travel. You're going to be socially responsible. Just be compassionate to others, man. That's all. Like me, I don't want to wear the mask, but I wear it. You know, I ain't going to bitch and I ain't going to complain, but... I know when I see someone with the mask, I don't look at them like they scared. I pray that they not living in fear because that doesn't help at all. You're going to catch something being living in fear. But
you got to be considerate of other people's space. That's all it is.
Just be considerate, man. And, you know, on a note, because we, you know, we trying to get through this. But rest in peace to DMX, man. You know.
Oh, you know, all dogs go to heaven.
All dogs go to heaven, dog. That was my dog. I mean, I'm an 80s baby, and I was a little kid when, you know, DMX was flourishing, and I was a hip-hop baby, and I was grown at the same time.
Yeah.
And that nigga was that nigga, man. I used to go to Compton School, so we all little Compton School girls, we used to have a crush on DMX.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about DMX all the time, man. I just it's crazy because I just seen him 2 years ago too, man. I got a chance to get that off my list, man.
Yeah,
he came to the Fillmore in Silver Spring. Me and my cousin went up there, and we waited like 3 hours for that nigga. We didn't think that nigga was gonna come.
3 hours,
man. DMX was a tight man. The wow, man. It was just like a fucking coin toss where he was gonna show up.
That makes a whole lot of sense.
You fucking bought a ticket, but just it didn't even matter because even if you did or you didn't, it was just the thought of like you going to see that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That shit was fire. I wanted to just hear him pray, man. And I got a chance in my life to witness his voice, be underneath his voice in prayer.
You know, I ain't know he did that.
Yes, that's what he did.
I've seen one video while he was alive of him doing that, but.
No,
when he passed, I started seeing like that's his thing.
That was his thing, man. I'm talking about, no, but that was his thing. Like
he write, you know, he write prayers like rap.
Yeah,
He was a poet.
He was a poet, man. In the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Dirty nigga from Yonkers.
Yeah,
robbing ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? But touched by God, like that's the true testament, man. God want the worst of the worst that appears
living
to
that
be.
Truth.
You know.
Living that truth.
That walking oxymoron, you feel me?
Nah, for sure that.
For sure, my nigga. That was the nigga, man. I was hurt that day, dog.
For sure that.
But I was also I was also happy because I know, man. Shit, you get on that side, man, you good money, you know? So, shit, ain't nothing here for him. He done his job, and the job well done to the ex, man.
Yeah, and that's what everybody say, man.
It was fucked up how they fucking did him, though. It was trying to, but that's just humans, you know? Talking about an overdose and shit, because that's so easy to attach to him.
What they say about that?
That he had an overdose. You know, he was a heavy drug addict. He had his moments, you know?
Yeah, they said that put him in that position where he was on the life support.
Yeah, I don't really know the logistics of it, but all I know is he malfunctioned, his system malfunctioned, his brain malfunctioned, he was on life support, but the news that came out prior to you really knowing the truth, well, I'll just say the truth, not the truth, because we really will never know the truth unless we was involved, but that he had an overdose, and it was like, the fuck? That nigga looked so happy, he just did the verses, and...
Man, what?
Like, you can't tell me, he just had a little baby and shit, he got like a gang of kids, he probably got like 15, 20 kids.
I mean, but even still.
But still, like, even come still, on, you know, just,
we
you know,
we can never know what people go through, we can never know what happened.
I'm just glad he all got we could do is just
pay respects, for real. We could just, you know what I'm saying? All we can do is really pay respects for the legacy he left.
And he left a great good one. I just watched Belly last night. He left a hell of a legacy. I watched Belly last night and shit, man. But Belly is only to be
Boy was an actor. All that.
Man, come on. Nigga with Aaliyah. He was the first one all up on Aaliyah in the movies. Like, damn.
Romeo Must Die, I think.
Like, how this rough-ass nigga get around the Princess R&B type shit? You know, she was a good girl.
You know, they had that relationship.
They had a good chemistry. They was good friends. You know what I'm saying?
Cool, good friends. You know what I'm saying? Close vibe relationship.
Mm-hmm. That's you ain't never, and not to be like this, but you ain't never heard of DMX do no shit with R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Off the strength of Aaliyah type shit, but that's you know, that's for the
that's a whole for our you trying to take a hard left. You gotta relax.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, but I mean, if you grew up in that era, you know that's
you know what it is, yeah.
Yeah, that definitely wasn't far left, but yeah, you know, this is just the intro. We ain't trying to give too much. Oh, but yeah, but definitely, we're gonna do a quick little 10-second moment of silence for the dog. Oh, bless. And again, this is motherfucking Dope Made With Love podcast, man. Thank you for tuning in. The neighborhood loved it on your line, and I'm hitting that gas, and it got me feeling really good. Made me want to get some motherfucking New Balance 990s, white tee, some gray sweatpants on their ass. Real DC shit. Speaking of DC, man.
Represent out there, by the way.
Nigga, I got niggas on this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's all you know. It's like, damn, you go out of town, you move or something, you find yourself involved more with your city as far as the paraphernalia, you know, the clothing line, you know, want to rep it. Like, I might want to get a Nationals jersey or fuck it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Because niggas need to know where I'm from. I wouldn't wear that shit at home.
The roots be important.
You know what I'm saying? I need that go-go shit. I'm listening to go-go all the fucking time.
Yeah, you know go-go.
Got the young nigga on the go-go's and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Go-go.
That goddamn Junebug, he set it off. Oh, man.
Man.
I appreciated that shit.
Hey, when I saw that, I said, it's only a matter of time till he come out here. Because you remember, I believe the whole Mochella movement went out California.
Yeah, they just went out Cali and shit.
I think that's how he got hip to him.
Couple weeks ago.
Yeah. So I'm like, yo, it's a matter of time for he come out this joint and try to be on some goat. He loving it too much. If you saw him on that stage.
When I seen when he was at the show, when he was at the go-go.
Yes.
I said, oh, that he caught the go-go ghost.
He caught that ghost like he's been there before.
I saw that shit was in his soul. I said, oh, yeah. When the nigga grabbed his shirt, I said, oh, he tapped in. He finna get shocked and yeah.
Hey, he not even hip to that element. Yeah. When you grab his shirt.
Even though I know the motherfucking video, the official video he dropped, it wasn't all the way like live through, like all the way through. They had to cut some shit. It was a little off, but it was cool.
It's all good, you know.
You couldn't tell. It was real clean.
It's a process to the craft. It's a process to the craft.
He a dancer too, and he ain't no young nigga either.
Nah, he not. He not.
He not a young nigga though. So this
is what I would say about Junebug, man. For the song he made. He is definitely pushing the agenda behind that song because it's so repetitive. Don't nothing change about the segment he do of that song, like the part he do of the song or the dance he do. Don't nothing change. But what he doing is he's going to different cities. He's working it into the youth community.
We going in?
Hold up.
Okay, go ahead.
He working it into Instagram influencers. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He popular for doing certain dances or certain things. And he'll match their energy and they'll match his.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like he brings a different level of consistency with that dance, and it's really taking them to different heights. It's like a rocket. It's like, it's crazy how one TikTok dance has become such a catapult. You get what I'm saying? For someone else's greatness. And he's plugged in with a lot of people now because of it.
Right.
That shit is amazing to me, though. I love to see it.
I fuck with it, too, because it's really a physical display of momentum. You see what I'm saying?
Definitely.
This was the nigga. I looked back. I was like, man, let's not be afraid to talk about people in a positive likeness when they haven't been like on the scene forever, like on some Michael Jackson type shit. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
It's people every day that are stars. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody are stars, but it's certain people that been so humble and just been working on the low. And probably not even been looking for this type of attention. Just really wanted to do something they loved at all times. Let's just stop being ashamed or hating on, not hating, but being so judgmental.
Right.
Or really just so much in shock that it's unbelievable that somebody can come out of nowhere to you and feel as though they made it and get them connections. You know what I'm saying? So let's congratulate him. You know what I'm saying?
Big up.
But his motherfucking momentum is from when he did the Sounds of Blackness. I follow Jay Versace, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Versace, the old boy used to have a hot top fade, the black boy.
Yeah, I'm hip.
He tapped in. That's fifth dimension right there. So I was aligned on that part anyway. I kind of was over the antics of what he was doing as far as just to get himself out there and get that attention. It sucks that you have to go that route to really, you know, drop gems, but that's just the road that I've learned that we got to travel regardless, because sometimes I shy away from that road.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's what I need to do to get in, you know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing that I'm selling my soul. It's just some goofy shit or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, to really show this love, then that's what it's going to be. But then they did that little dance and shit to the Optimistic song, and I was on that vibe anyway. That was 2017.
Yeah.
That's my song anyway. So that was that nigga dancing, like doing this.
That's how it start.
I said, this is the nigga. Nothing yeah. Him, you know what I'm saying? So he was beating his fucking feet. Shout out to him. And he went on live and put some of the Beat Your Feet Kings on, man. And
I was saying that the other day. I was saying how it's really only a matter of time for Go-Go, like as much as
DC
it comes in spurts. We continue to resurface. You know what I'm saying? Every time.
So it's just this is spirit of Chuck Brown. Rest in peace, of Chuck Brown, dog. You know,
rest in peace.
Big G up on Big G.
Big Goat.
You know, rest in peace, Polo.
Big Goat.
Fucking DC. That shit in my blood. That shit in my walk. The fuck it is, and see that was some type of conversation where that's the love inside the dope. You feel me?
You know,
that's the love inside.
Just
the dope,
cooking up.
And on this show, man, we gonna have a lot of special guests. We gonna fucking. I want to interview some IGs. These two girls from Philly, Tata and Dre. I fuck with them, man. I want a chance to interview them. I'm talking that shit right now because this shit going through the frequencies.
I'm willing.
This is the perfect time to ask for what you want.
I'm not aware, but I'm willing to tap in.
Yeah, stay from Philly and they do the motherfucking
always willing to tap in.
They comedians. They do the skits.
Okay.
And, I got a dude from the city, Greg. He got the brand Greatness and Wealth.
Okay.
That shit booming. You catch him in Iverson. I mean, not in Iverson Mall. Eastover in a parking lot. All the time. They just came from back from doing an
hustling
pop up at Atlanta. He got that shit. He got my box on the way. So we rapping that shit. And then
that's the entrepreneur way.
Mr. Greg and Mr. Lee, man. Them niggas doing the shit, man. Greatness Plus Wealth. Had them on the show. I definitely gonna get a couple other people from out here. Just all over, man. I got a list, but that's
big up.
This is just something, man. This shit is on, man. This shit is on. This is what I'm doing. We talking that shit, and I'm opening up a little bit more. Show you different sides of this mix. How we cook this shit up for real, and we slanging it, and by any means necessary. And speaking of by any means necessary, Mr. Mogul.
Yeah.
What's up? What's up, man? What you got
going on? Y'all know what it is. I'm new to this. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm true to this, not new to this. You know, I've been here. I've been an entrepreneur. You feel me? Y'all can follow my brand at BAMZ_ELEVATION INC on Instagram. That's my brand right now. It's about embracing what makes you clutch at all times, focusing on what part of you really makes you you and how you can make that into something great that generates wealth. That's what my brand is all about. My brand, the logo of my brand has a plane going up at steady elevation. And it's about, and it also has damages on a plane. And it's all about remaining at steady elevation while you go through your ups and your downs. You know what I'm saying? While you in your sorrows and your doubts. It's all going to come to you as long as you stick to what makes you clutch.
Absolutely. How long you had the brand, man?
Man, I'm going on like 2-3 years now. And I'm going to be honest with y'all. I probably had like 3 drops or 3 releases because this entrepreneur shit not easy. But
Hold on. You said the entrepreneur shit is not what?
It's not easy.
It's not easy or it's easy?
It's what?
It's not easy or it's easy? You know where I'm going with it.
I know where you going with
it.
I'm trying to speak to the people.
No, they tapped in. So let's explain that. It's easy. Everything is easy. Everything always works out.
It's easy, but it comes with challenges. It comes with doubts.
It's challenges.
It comes with lows, but you know what I'm saying? You got to prepare yourself for the highs.
That's a more.
That's what you ultimately in it for. You in it to change lives and all that. You feel what I'm saying? So you can't really focus on when you're down too much because you got to remember, if you long as you stick with it, some point, someday, you're going to be up. That's all that really matters.
So it ain't even easy. It's just flowing.
It's just going.
It's going and it's flowing,
you feel what I'm saying? And you got to roll with the punches. That's how it go.
We love it. Just make sure you're not waking up every day beating up on yourself. You know that's my shit.
Of course not.
Don't wake up. Take the gloves off, man.
The biggest thing is you got to put love into it. You can't put love into it if you're beating yourself.
Unconditional love. No conditions. That's where the pressure comes from. That's where the motherfucking pressure comes from. So
for sure that.
You know
about it.
Man, I know about it. Witnessing it right now, man. I done fucking around pressure bust, you know, pipes.
For sure.
And I done bust a few pipes and that shit is overflowing right in front of me. Nothing but water in front
pressure
of me.
Pressure make diamonds too, though.
You know what I'm saying? We all gems and, you know, crystals and the birds is out. The bunnies is hopping. You know, shit is hot.
Too much to complain about.
Everything is good, you know? Shit is contrast. Let's not be, super natural. But shit, yeah. Shit is real without two eyes, but that shit don't matter, man. It can't matter right now.
Nah.
We need all our joy, greatness. Need all our peace, all our patience, all our focus, all everything on the up and up.
Yeah.
In the midst of the down, you see what I'm saying? We're not trying to eliminate the down shit, because that shit, I can't know if I'm on a higher path if I don't see the low.
Yeah. Make you greater.
How do I know if I'm fucking growing or not? I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to see that shit and not just tangibly. I need to just know. Because sure. You know, you know. And I'm just feeling good, man. This whole situation, it has erupted. And this time next year, man, I'm this is all I'm gonna be doing. And be able to live well and free off of it. And I stamped that today.
We come.
It's crazy because today is the 16th of April and today is my actual anniversary of my business. Mm-hmm. I love your whole life and everything is going to be sponsored through that. And this is my third year on WAC. But I've been shit for a minute now and the brand is it's just expanding. It's just expanding. But
as it should.
It's on the up and up. But we're going to go through the last segment of the of the show where I said we gonna ask if there was a phrase that you can say to yourself that you had to say to yourself repeatedly for the rest of your life, what would that be?
If there was a phrase, you asking me first?
Yeah, well I go first. Mine would be the first one I do is everything always works itself out for me. For sure, for sure.
I think I'm gonna go with my brand motto, embrace what makes you clutch.
Okay.
Because as long as you focus on the best thing that's for you, the one thing that you love to do, you will never get tired of doing it. Can nobody tell you how you doing it or, you know what I'm saying, if you're doing it wrong, you should always be receptive to feedback. But you're gonna know what's yours, and when it's yours, you're gonna know how to treat it. How to use it, and how to introduce it to the world. So I would just say embrace what makes you clutch. Continue to be you and the best you, the best way you know how.
And that's what it is. And Black people, let's hold on, man. It's a lot of shit that's going on. Rest in peace to all the senseless, man. Shootings from the so-called authorities.
Unnecessary.
That on another level, but our hearts and prayers go out to everyone affected by that. All of us that are affected by that.
Love.
Peace, clarity, and wisdom to get through this because we are going to get through this. And nobody told you that, you know, I love you. Like, this is some dope made with love and the neighborhood. Love, Dilla. And
Chef's
kiss. I love your whole life, man. Appreciate y'all for coming through.
Love your whole life.
All right, man. Stay encouraged.
All right.